Hello out there. Welcome to your next mission video podcast. Each year, the Association of United States Army, AUSA, a nonpartisan educational membership nonprofit, holds its annual meeting in Washington, D.C. The event brings together the entire Army community, connecting military leaders, industry, innovators, policymakers to discuss the future of national security. I've been attending the event well over 30 years, and it's my favorite time of the year where I get to connect with longtime friends. Today we have the Vice President of the Noncommissioned Officers and Soldiers Program at AUSA to tell us what we can expect this year at the annual meeting. Please stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always, with additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. Together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week, we love them too. Today, we're talking about an organization that is the voice of the United States Army, the Association of the United States Army, AUSA, and I'm excited to welcome a friend, a colleague, the 15th Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Daniel A. Dady, Vice President of Noncommissioned Officers and Soldier Program at AUSA, and again, and a good friend. Sergeant Major, or should I say Dan? I'm not sure what we're going to say here. We can't say Sergeant Major. So I guess Dan and Jack, what are we going to do here?
Yeah, Dan, and let's go with Dan and Jack.
All right, Dan and Jack. Almost seems like a singing group or something like that.
We want the audience to honestly believe when you say friend. So,
well, you know, my mom said never tell a lie. No. Hey, look here.
Jack, thanks for having me on the show again. I appreciate it. You know, got to do this a couple times with you.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be back. It's always good to hear your voice and see you on camera.
Well, I appreciate that. And I love having you on the show because it's always a lot of fun for me, too. Hey, before we get started, though, I'm telling the audience just again, I know you said a lot, and I love hearing your stories, but tell us a little bit about you.
Well, you know, Jack, I was just a soldier just like the rest of them.
Yeah.
You know, was raised by a father who was proud to serve and a grandfather who was proud to serve as well. And I was encouraged to join the Army at a very young age. And I was blessed, like you were, Jack. I had a wonderful career because of one of the incredible leaders throughout my tenure, my 30-year tenure, which definitely they were responsible for me culminating as the Sergeant Major of the Army. And, of course, Mrs. Daly, because she probably gets 50% of that credit as well for keeping me in line for so long.
She probably gets 95% of that. No.
Yeah, you're right, Jack, 95%. Well, you know, I'm from a small town in northeastern Pennsylvania, Jack. You know, humble, hardworking family. Proudly served my fellow soldiers for 30 years and wish I could still be there doing it. But I have the best job in the world now because I get to continue to do it out of uniform at the Association of United States Army, which I've been here almost 6 years now as the Vice President of NCO and Soldier Programs, where I get to serve soldiers and their families all across the globe.
Well, good. Congratulations to you. You know, as you were talking there, I thought, man, I wonder if my uniform still fits me. I think it does. Does yours still fit you?
Well, I don't know. It's in the museum. I donated it.
Hey, Dan, before I ask you the next question, I want to really congratulate you and you know, everybody at AUSA, past and present, on the 75th, I guess it's 75th anniversary.
75 years strong.
Oh, wow. What a great legacy. Would you give the audience, you know, a brief overview of AUSA and talk about your membership?
Absolutely, Jack. As you mentioned, it is our 75th year. How fittingly does it coincide with the 250th anniversary of the United States Army?
Yeah.
And next year, the 250th anniversary of our great nation. We are proud to have this long legacy. Great people came before all the leaders that are here today who are very, very, very incredible leaders who are dedicated to our mission. But talk a little bit about AUSA. We are 75 years old, born in 1950, and our annual meeting started in 1954. And we've been going strong for every single year since then, except two, 9/11 and COVID. It's the only 2 years we hadn't had an annual meeting. But your association, Jack, our association is strong and stronger than it's ever been in its history. We have grown to over 1.9 million members, the highest we've ever been in our history. We have 122 chapters serving our service members around the world, overseas and stateside, from major installation to include Guard and Reserve, right? And we've expanded programming, which I know we're going to talk about throughout this podcast, but so we can figure out how we give back more to our Army, our service members, our veterans and retirees, and their families.
You know, I'm going to say it up quick. We'll talk about it in a little while here too, but you know, the voice, you guys make a big difference in the Army. I mean, you're the people that really get out and fight for our benefits and entitlement stuff. And a lot of people don't realize that stuff. They don't realize the kind of things that you guys do. So with that said, what are the two or three, programs you're currently working on that benefit soldiers and families?
One I'm very proud of, Jack, is, our life skills program.
Yeah.
We go out to through our chapters and our installations, all three components, Guard and Reserve, and we teach critical life skills to our soldiers and their families to help them better themselves, right? We call it the Teach Them How to Fish program. So we'll rent the craft shop on the installation, teach them how to maintenance their vehicle so they can do that at low cost, so they don't have to spend a lot of money off post doing those things, and use those resources to benefit and enhance the lives of their families. We also teach cooking classes, and we get partners to come out there and teach them how to cook healthy and purchase their items through the commissary, which is one of the number one benefits, not just for our service members, but our veterans out there. And the new Enhance Your Life program that we started within my division, where we partner with Education Foundations Global. You mentioned them, Purdue Global. They're one of our partners. And we bring low-cost, high-quality education to our members, all of our members. If you're signed up with AUSA, you can log into our new Enhance Your Life program and continue to better yourself by getting continued education, license, and certificates. And that's just a few things, Jack. You know, the other teams here at AUSA, we have a leadership team, we have an education team. We're going to talk about our government affairs team later, who does great work legislatively up on the Hill to help promote the initiatives for our service members and their families. And of course, we're going to talk about our meetings and membership team. They're the workhorses behind the annual meeting, which we're all excited to talk about today. And we're excited because it's right around the corner.
One of the things I want to just mention to you real quick. One of the things that's really a struggle sometimes with AUSA, just marketing AUSA, because a lot of people don't. So can you tell me a couple of things that you're doing? I mean, you already said a few things there, but is there any other things that you're doing to sort of market and tell people more about the really good things that you guys are doing?
Absolutely. You know, and the way we've grown so fast recently was we learned that we're not in competition with any other military service organization or veteran service organization out there. We want to team with them in order to help expand our services. So we created the Association Partnership Program, where we invite similar associations who have similar missions to be members of AUSA. So, for example, if you are the National Infantry Association member, you are an AUSA member because we partnered with them. It's helped us grow and it's helped us bring that voice, that important voice that you keep talking about. And we'll get into us a little bit more, but when we go up on the Hill and we can say that we have 1.9 million members and that we're a strong organization that represents a very diverse community through multi-generations of service members, their families, and our veterans, it's powerful. That is powerful on the Hill. And it sends a clear message that we are united in our cause.
Yeah. When you start talking about numbers, you say 1.9, 2.6. I mean, when you start talking that kind of numbers, they start to say, wait a minute, I'm listening to you now. Hey, one specific area I'd like to dive into is AUSA legislative work that you're doing on Capitol Hill, which you just mentioned just a minute ago. Would you explain to the audience why that is, that is so important for, taking care of our soldiers and families?
Yeah, critically important. As you mentioned, and we've said a few times, we're the voice, and it was one of the primary reasons why the Army actually created the Association of the United States Army back in 1950, was to be able to say the things that the senior leaders in uniform can't say sometimes, and represent them with our great elected leaders all across the country here in our nation's capital. You can go online at AUSA.org and see all of our annual congressional initiatives, right? And they are there to support our service members and our veterans. And we're constantly fighting to increase benefits, expand health benefits to Guard and Reserve, The big one we're working on right now, which is right around the corner, literally next week, is the National Defense Authorization Act and funding for our Army and all the military services, which is so critically important. So we're on the Hill. The team is advocating for them to for Congress to finish the budget, either sign the budget or sign a CR, so we can keep service members, their soldiers and families well-trained and equipped and the precious resources that they need. And we do that, too, with our partner organizations. Like I said, we're not in competition with any other military service organizations. We partner with them and we work closely with them so we can all push initiatives together so we're stronger together on the Hill.
One of the things that you just made me think about, how do you find out what initiatives our service members are really struggling with? I know you probably get a lot of information from your chapters, I would think, anyway. Right. Could you tell the audience just a little bit how you get those initiatives, how they sort of work up through the chain there?
Yeah, John and Mark on our legislative team, they work tirelessly behind the scenes putting this together. We get feedback from many avenues, talking to staffers up on the Hill, constantly staying engaged with the Army, the National Guard, and the Reserve, working with our other veterans organizations. And probably one of the primary ways we do it is through our chapters. Feedback from the bottom up on the critical issues that they're seeing on the ground that service members, soldiers, and veterans experience on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, well, that's good information. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about AUSA is providing, you know, candid, I love this, candid, unfiltered feedback to the total Army leadership. That's got to be something new I haven't heard about. But so please stay right there. I'm gonna hear about that. I'll be right back. This is your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And if you're enjoying this discussion, I know that you are because we're talking about our voice. A way to get our voice into the leadership of our country, to tell them what issues that we need to work on, we need to help our veteran community with. And AUSA is doing that. So please like us, click on that subscribe button below, and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with the 15th Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Daniel A. Daley, Vice President of Non-Commissioned Officers and Soldier Program at AUSA, the Association of the United States Army. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning to get rid of, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really appreciate your support. Hey, Dan, over the past three years, AUSA developed a Leaders Solarium at AUSA. Could you tell us, you know, what is that? What are you talking about? That's a good question for me to ask. I don't know what it is. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm excited to tell you about it, Jack. I'm very
good.
you know, it's one of our newest initiatives. Actually, yeah. You know, our president, General Robert Brown, he's the one that created the Leader Development Division when he got to AUSA, a total new division within AUSA. And it does much more than Solarium. So I'll talk about just really quickly what they do. But all year long, they're providing leader development to military and industry throughout the year. But one of the culminating things for the end of the year is the Leader Solarium. The Leader Solarium is where we bring in leaders from all across the Army. And we expose them to the chief, the secretary, and the sergeant major of the Army. And we also give them mentors for the whole time during annual meeting, 13 through 15 October this year, right? And the chief will come in and do a pre-brief rhythm along with the secretary and the sergeant major of the Army, and then he'll do an out-brief. And he gets the feedback, direct feedback from this year will be battalion commanders and battalion sergeant majors that are spread across the service. And it gives him the ability to extend his ears, you know, and listen what's the real issues and concerns of commanders down on the ground, just like we do here at AUSA with our chapters, provides them an opportunity. The other critical thing, which isn't a primary focus, but what it does is exposes these leaders to some of the strategic issues that the chief, the secretary, and the SMA are thinking about, right? And it gives them a mindset of what are the issues at the highest levels down to the lowest levels. And it helps probably curve some of the, hey, why did this come down the hill kind of thing, you know, because they get a direct dialogue with the secretary, the chief, and the SMA. You and I know as young soldiers, when did you ever get to talk to the sergeant major of the Army or the chief of staff or the secretary of the Army? You know, throughout your, I don't think you even did it when you were the sergeant major of the Army, but it is an incredible program. It is incredible. And we call it the Leader Solarium. It's one of the highlights of annual meeting, along with all the other great things we do during annual meeting. But I got to tell you a little story about how important this is and the payoff. A few years ago, the chief staff of the Army was taking the outbrief from the battalion commanders and the sergeant majors, and they made a recommendation. It was about junior ROTC. And in the law, it said that you had to be a retiree to be a junior ROTC instructor out there. And they made the recommendation to the chief to say, why do you have to be a retiree? Why can't you just be a veteran? There's high-quality veterans out there that are fully capable of training the junior ROTC classes around the country.
Yeah.
And we were short instructors. I mean, so it also opened up the opportunity to fill these vacant slots that are critical. You know the value of junior ROTC. Mm-hmm. And we all know to society how well it does in building great citizens. Well, the chief took that back and ran it up and got the law changed. And now that's the impact. That's the impact. If, you know, even if you make one thing a difference, or the chief gets and the secretary and the SMA get a perspective that they hadn't heard, it makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah. You know, I was telling somebody not too long ago, during your time in the military, 4 years that you stayed as a sergeant major, army, 3 years, whatever your length is, that the first year you're sort of looking and seeing what's going on. Then the second year, you're trying to push those things through. And I mean, trying to identify those things. And then the third and fourth year, you're trying to push it through Congress. Because it takes a long, people don't realize how long it takes to go through that process. And it's really difficult to go through the process. Even though you think it's a great idea, it may take 10 years, you know, to get it through there. You know, so it's tough.
And the funding associated, that's why we're so critical on helping the Army get the on-time, appropriate funding they need to accomplish their mission. Because like you said, Jack, some of these ideas started several years ago, and they take several years to go through the process because of funding.
Yeah.
That's why the voice of AUSA, I think, is so critically important to our service members and their families.
Yeah. Well, you said it a minute ago. You can say things an active duty service member can't say, and which is really critical. Hey, please tell me, what's some of the critical issues facing the Army today? What's the, you know, what's the big ones?
Budget first.
Yeah, it's always
Jack,
budget.
You know, we can. You know, I always say we're blessed to have the best soldiers in the world. We are. But they need resources to accomplish their mission, right? We are still very well globally deployed. We have soldiers all across the world, right? And having an on-time budget is critical for the leaders to make decisions necessary to support them where they're doing their mission. So I think, first and foremost, that's number one. Benefits, too. Not just seeking new ones, but preserving the ones we have. We have incredible benefits. We do. And we are blessed, right? But we have to continue to communicate the importance of those and how they both recruit and retain a future Army. Because that's important. That is critically important, right? And then helping recruiting. So our chapters who are out there, the 122, many of which are joined lockstep with recruiting stations all across the country and talking to the influencers. Of course, the recruiters are out there, you know, talking to the high school graduates and those folks that are getting ready to join the service. But they're talking to the influencers, what I call the parents, the teachers, the guidance counselors, you know, the district attorneys, the council members, and critically reinforcing the need to inspire the next generation to serve. And that's another powerful mechanism that AUSA can do because of its strength, because if we're so widespread, and because we have passionate people, volunteers throughout those chapters that really care about this nation and our Army.
Yeah. You know, nowadays, though, you have a lot of key leaders that are in leadership positions in communities and in state. I mean, a lot of different, you know, mayors, governors, police chiefs, you know, all sorts of people. But and it, I think it's important for us to connect with them and tell them. The other thing is, I don't think we use our veteran community enough, even though I know you have chapters out there. The veterans, there's a lot of veterans out there, I think, want to help and don't get the opportunity to help sometimes. And then the last thing is, the one you hit on, and I talk about it all the time, I'm sure you do too, is the benefits and entitlements. People just don't understand, you know, what their benefits, what they're entitled to. And then when they take something away, they're, you know, they're upset about that, but they didn't know they even had it until it's gone. So that's a problem.
Yeah, and I just want to reinforce that point about our veteran community out there. When I get the opportunity, when I travel around and get to speak at some veterans formations or events, I always remind them that you served, but your service isn't over. We all have a responsibility to this great nation and to inspire the next generation to do the same thing. And we don't need everyone to serve. You know that, Jack, and we don't. But we do need quality young men and women who are willing to sacrifice in order to preserve what we all have, right? So I just, to call out to the veterans out there, find a way. Find a way to get involved, stay involved. And I'll give you an easy way. Join AUSA and find a local chapter. I promise you, we got one next to you. We do. And they will welcome you with open arms.
Yeah. Well, the other good thing, AUSA, if you can get into a chapter, they speak your language. You know what I mean? They're you know, so it's part of therapy when you get into that community that you start talking about all the times in the military. You know, I love that. I love our chapter right down here in Florida. Go ahead.
And you don't have to be a soldier. We have Marines, airmen, community members who have never served. If you're passionate about what we do, if you're passionate about our Army and our soldiers and communicating that to the broader public, come join us. We got all kinds of events. And, Jack, we do golf tournaments, too. So, you know, maybe you should come around every once in a while.
Yeah, but I cheat. I fill out my scorecard before I start. That's the one thing. Hey, we need to take
a break. We don't judge you, Jack. We don't judge.
Well, that's okay. We need to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the annual meeting. Man, I'm always excited about this annual meeting. It's history and what we can expect this year. I mean, it's going to be a big one this year, just like every year. It's getting bigger and bigger. So stay right there. We'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with the 15th Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Daniel A. Daley, Vice President of the Non-Commissioned Officers and Soldiers Program at AUSA. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I've said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can send me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Hey, Dan, Sergeant Major, I guess can't get out of not calling you Sergeant Major. I got that respect for you. Would you tell us a little bit about the history of something I love and it's dear to me, AUSA's annual meeting? Tell me about that.
Yeah. And this is the big year, Jack, as we mentioned before. You know, 75 years of AUSA history coinciding with 250 years of United States Army history. And you mentioned it. It's going to be bigger and better than it ever was before.
It gets bigger every year.
Record attendance. Over 40,000 people visited AUSA. But let me talk about a few key dates. The 12th of October, just around the corner, is when we start. We like to say we kick it off with the Army 10 miler. You know, there's nothing better than going out there and running 10 miles early in the morning. And AUSA has been the proud founding and title sponsor since its inception. And we like to say we kicked that off. And then the morning of the 13th is when opening ceremony down at the Walter E. Convention Center, Washington, D.C., 13th through the 15th, 3 full days. And this year we've got something in store for those who want to come. And if you could still register, and registration is free, by the way. You can come walk the floor for free and see all the great things and the technology. We have over 781 vendors this year, another record. 92 countries are going to participate with us. All of our allies from around the world are coming in to be part of this. And the education team, and led by Les Smith, one of the other vice presidents, and Jack Haley, the vice president for membership and meetings, they put together a world-class contemporary military forum roll-up that is going to be amazing. And then the Army is going to be on the floor in what we call the Warriors Corner. And it is standing room only. It's the senior leaders from all across the Army talking about the Army's needs, their challenges, their successes, and working with industry and how we're going to solve those for the future to provide our service members and our soldiers the world-class equipment they need. So if you have never been to AUSA National Convention annual meeting, you need to come this year because it's going to be the big year.
Hey, look here, you're talking to a believer right here. I've been going for years. I love it every year.
Are you coming, Jack?
Absolutely. Oh, no, I'll be there. I may be carrying my lunch or something like that. Go ahead.
There's another reason for everybody to come. They come see you.
I was thinking if they get there, they can take your picture. They can take your picture and, you know, put it on their wall and throw dirt. No, never mind.
We'll give you a 2-for-1 special. If you come this year, you can take a picture with me and Jack. How's that sound?
There you go. I'm in for that. Hey, we just celebrated the Army's 250th birthday, and I loved it. I watched it on television. I it was the best thing in the world. Are you doing something special, you know, things that AUSA to recognize that this year?
Oh, we're doing a lot special, Jack. You're going to have to come to see it.
Oh, I got to come to see it. All right.
And there are folks that can't make the trip. We know that, right? Yeah. So that's why we're going to live stream everything this year. It's going to be on at AUSA.org or at DIVIDS, right? So you can go on the DIVIDS, the defense video. I don't even know what the whole acronym stands for, but just type in the DIVIDS inside the interweb there and you'll find it. But redecorate the entire convention center, honoring the 250-year legacy of service members and their families.
Oh, wow.
We've got military programs for spouses. We got them for the leader solariums. We have contemporary military forums where we have military industry and academia talking about the Army's challenges and how we're going to solve them for the future. And of course, the Secretary of the Army is going to open up during opening ceremonies. And he kind of gives his what I call, not him, so please don't let me quote for him, but this is what I call kind of the State of the Army address.
Yeah.
And then the chief will do the same thing on day two at the Eisenhower luncheon. And here's what's really exciting this year. The Marshall Award this year is going to those who have earned the Medal of Honor. And we, to date, have 9 Medal of Honor recipients coming so we can honor them and the legacy of that incredible award that distinguishes the most decorated heroes in our history.
Oh, wow. For people who listen today, you don't want to miss AUSA this year. That's for doggone sure. How can people, you know, that want to attend, how can they register?
That's a great question, Jack. I thought you'd never ask.
Well, I've been waiting till the end here. No, go ahead.
It's simple. It's so simple. All you have to do is go to AUSA.org. Click down to events. The first one that's going to pop when you do that is going to be the annual meeting. You click on it. There's an EG registration button in there. You do have to become a member to go to annual meeting, but membership is free for AUSA. We do have premium memberships, which I have to mention right now, are on sale for that 250th Army birthday. So a lifetime membership normally is $400. It's only $250. And you know why we use $250, Jack?
Why?
Because it's the 250th year of the United States Army.
Oh, boy, I just fell right into that, didn't I? Hey, I don't know if you know it or not. Every year we do, just to sort of plug ourselves, we do Your Next Mission Hired a bit. It's booth 161 in Hall A. And usually we have, you know, between 20 and 30 vendors or companies that are hiring veterans. We've been able to, because of your help now, I think we've been able to put 6,500 people to work you know, over the years. So we really appreciate your support. And then hopefully you'll come down to visit us and talk to us a little bit.
Right. We will definitely come visit you. And that is an incredible thing, too, is 101 different events in 3 days.
Yeah.
So there's something there for everybody. Like you said, you need a job, right? And you want to work with some great companies that work with Jack Tilley and his team, you can go in there, right? If you want to learn about what's going on with families, you can go inside the family forums. If you want to learn on what's going on with soldiers, you go in the NCO and soldier programs. If you want to see who the NCO and Soldier of the Year, the best squad of the year, we do that there. There is something there for everybody. And then, of course, walk the floor to see the latest and greatest, really cool technology, from airplanes to missiles to robot dogs. Jack, did you know they have robot dogs now?
I've got a couple of them. No, I know. I did see a robot dog on television one time, but that's pretty neat. I think that there's so much technology has changed, but I love it. Well, you're talking all the time. I can see your enthusiasm, how much you love what you're doing, and how much AUSA wants to change the lives of our veteran community and their families. So I just, again, I can't say it enough. Thank you. Thank AUSA for what they do every single day to make the lives better for all of our veteran community. I certainly appreciate it.
And that's important. You know, our big annual event is annual meeting, but honestly, the lifeblood of what we do here at AUSA is out there in those 122 chapters.
Yeah.
Do the hard work every day without recognition, without, you know, tooting their horn, if I can say that. They do it because they love soldiers and families.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, this has been a great discussion. I always like talking to you because you're just a lot of fun to talk to. Any final thoughts, anything maybe we missed you want to reemphasize? Maybe you ought to say the dates again the annual meeting. Yeah.
Couple key things there. So 12 through 15, because I'm going to include the Army 10-miler, big key events, a great kickoff. I mean, even if you're not going to come out and support, stand alongside the road, hold a banner and cheer those runners on, right? And then early morning, you got to be there early because it is a key event, the opening ceremony. Doors will open around 9. We may open a little bit earlier this year. It starts at 9:30, and you'll see a world-class show there. So don't want to spoil it too much. Please, if you can, come to AUSA annual meeting. This is the year. And if not, look for us online at AUSA.org, so we'll be live streaming events. And, Jack, I just want to finish with this. Thank you for what you do. I mean, our veteran community out there, like you said, some are very close to military installations. Some are very far away, and some have daily exposure, and some don't. And you help bring that to veterans all across our country and the world. Because I think you're paying for international calls now, aren't you? I mean, you're overseas too, right?
Yeah, we're overseas. We do everything. Yeah.
That was a joke, Jack. That was a joke.
You know, I believe you. I mean, I fell into it. I said, yeah, we're doing everything. I think I get calls all the time from people overseas. Hey, come over. No. There we go.
Yeah. We have chapters over there. I'm headed to Germany in November to. We're going to take some soldiers and veterans down to a battlefield tour, and then, you know, we're going to cook some Thanksgiving dinner, and then I'm going to serve some Thanksgiving dinner and do some leader development. And I'll tell you, again, if you can find a chapter, you know, try it out. Go see. I guarantee you'll be highly embraced by everybody on the team, and they're always doing something out there that you can find passion with. But thanks for the opportunity again, Jack, and thanks for you and your team for spreading the word to our service members and our veterans.
Well, golly, and again, thank you for coming on the show. And take General Brown, all the staff up there today. You say, thank all of them for us for you know what they do and what they continue to do. It's always great talking to you guys. It'll be great seeing you up at AUSA.
Can't wait to see you too, Jack.
All right, buddy. Thanks again to the 15th. I love saying that because I was 12. 15th Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Daniel A. Daly, for being with us. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. Thank you for joining us. So log on our website at yournextmission.org. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Opline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job in real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages. Never thought I'd ever say that. Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and of course, Rumble. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Sergeant Major Daly, Dan, for joining us. And I would just, you know, he said it all, I think. AUSA is our voice. And I was talking about those 122 chapters. I tell people all the time, you need to tell your story. You need to talk to other veterans. Tell them what's going on. Guess what? If you join AUSA and you sit down in that community or that chapter and you talk to other people that have the same kind of issues that you have and want to make a better life for you and your families all around the world, AUSA is fighting for us. They are the voice for us. They're the union for us. They love our soldiers and family, and all they want to do is make it better for you and for me each and every day. Thanks to New Mind Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. As always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.